We're with Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Preseason is here. It's year three. Do you feel any pressure at all in year three?
No, I think from the beginning, we always have felt pressure, but it's all internally driven. And I know Gus and myself and Shy, we want to make this right for the city of Jacksonville and the community of Jacksonville. And so the pressure is all internally. And from day one, there's always been pressure, and there will always be pressure.
What is an expectation for this team this year?
I think for us, it's just to go out and play the best that we can play. And, I think from a talent standpoint, it's starting to look the way it's supposed to look. And if we can stay healthy and if our guys have come back here and in good shape, I think we're going to be ready to go.
I want to go back in time a little bit. When you took the job early in 2013 to now, did you imagine the scope of what would have had to change here to get the roster where it is right now?
Yeah, we knew it was a major undertaking, and that's what made the job so attractive. And when I sat down with Shad, and we liked the challenge, and we liked the idea of building something, and building something that can withstand the test of time too. And we're starting to get to that point where we're going to be very competitive, and in being competitive, we want to be able to stay there for a long period of time.
It started with the draft classes. You have three in the books now, and all those guys are around. And that tells you something about the base of your organization when you can keep draft picks around on your roster.
Yeah, well, the ideal situation is to be able to keep them around and have success on the field. And now that these guys are going, and some are going in their third year and their second year, and then this year we have a rookie class that if they can be productive and help us close out games would be even better.
To the rookie class from this year, we got to start with Dante Fowler Jr. And that first rookie camp practice. He goes down on the field. You're out there. The fans are there. What's the first thing that goes through a GM's head?
First was I really felt for Dante. And, the first was don't let it be serious, obviously. Unfortunately, I saw it all happen because, as with any first-round pick, your eyes are glued to him. And when you have a non-contact injury like Dante's, you kind of know right away that when a guy goes down like he did, that it was probably going to be what it was. And, the second is just, okay, how are we going to support him and make sure that he comes back better than ever? And now it's our job to kind of to work to help Dante get back to being even better than what he was.
There's plenty of guys in that locker room, but two especially recently that have gone through that. With Aaron Colvin last year, and now Cedric Marks is coming back through the same thing. Does that help Dante in his rehab process?
Absolutely, and both those guys are great examples on how they've attacked it, especially Aaron Colvin, from January until October of his rookie year. He had a couple setbacks here and there, but he never let it ruin his spirit, never let it, hurt his days or anything like that. He just attacked it and had a great mindset through it. And same with Cedric. And Cedric is quite ahead of schedule. And our hope is that, come opening day that he'll be ready, but we're not going to push it. We're going to make sure that it's right for not only our team, but for Cedric, and make sure that he doesn't suffer any setbacks by going back too soon.
Free agency. You said at the beginning that year three might be the year you start to really spend some money on some top-tier free agents. You did that this year with a guy like Julius Thomas coming in. Odric came in on the defensive line. Is that fun to be able to actually spend some money?
It's not my idea of fun. It seems like it's a little bit necessary evil. Now, throughout the OTAs and mini camps, we're happy on the guys we spend it on. And guys like Julius Thomas, Jared Odric, Dan Skuda, Jeremy Parnell, Devin House, Stefan Wisniewski, all those guys, Sergio Brown, that we've invested into right now, early indications show that it's been money well spent. Now, the consistency and throughout the season will decide that. So that's good. But I think going into year three, our plan was we wanted to get the quarterback situation settled before we started really investing in this team. And with Blake and being a young quarterback and giving him the best opportunity to succeed, now's our time, and then going into next season, we have a great cap situation. So we'll try to piggyback back-to-back years of kind of stocking this team up for a potential run.
You mentioned the key position, of course, quarterback. Blake Bortles going into year two now. Worked all offseason to get those mechanics right and had a good offseason program. Is he ready to roll now in year two? And what are your expectations for number five?
I expect him to have a solid year. And I think, all the mechanic stuff, I think a lot of that's been overblown. He wasn't that far off last year. I think a lot of the stuff, the video you may have seen, was kind of a byproduct of him maybe not being healthy. You know, late in the year, as you saw in the injury report, he had some shoulder issues. He had some foot issues after the Baltimore game. And it's difficult for a quarterback to throw when he's on one leg and his throwing arm is not 100%. So he had to adjust. And to his own credit, he fought through it and kind of may not have looked the way we all wanted to look, but at the end of the day, there was reasons behind it. It wasn't because he was lacking technique. It wasn't because he let his footwork go. It wasn't because of he wasn't using the right throwing motion. He was doing what he had to do to get by.
Every move you make, though, is to help number five, right? If you add a player, a weapon of some kind, an offensive lineman, even on defense, it's to help. Everything that happens around the quarterback. If the quarterback's better, the team's better.
Well, yeah, I think the old saying is kind of rising tide raises all ships. And I think not just the quarterback, but everybody. And we owe it to all 53 players that are on this team and all the coaches to find the best talent available and to put the best product on the field, as well as owe it to the city of Jacksonville to get this rolling in the right direction.
Three draft classes in. Big free agency this year. Are you on track to where you thought you would be going into the third season?
Yeah, we knew the first 2 years were going to be very challenging, especially year one. And then going into year two, we weren't really sure about kind of wins and losses, but we knew the product on the field was going to look better. And then now going into year three, we feel like, you know, those young guys are now veterans from our first draft class, guys like Cyprian and Jokel and Demetrius McCray and Denard Robinson. Josh Evans, those are guys we're going to count on to be a core part of this football team. And then, you know, guys from last year, I think, are going to really take a step up. Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns, Blake, obviously. Brandon Linder played very good football as a rookie. We expect him to play even better in his second year. So I think overall, I think if everybody just gets a little bit better, and then you add the pieces like Julius and Jeremy Parnell and Brandon or Jared Odrick, that we should have a chance.